Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
My knee was good. My legs felt great tonight. I just got kneed in the back in the red zone. Just couldn't finish the game. I was trying. I tore it all sharp and stuff like that, but still ain't getting no better.
Lamar Jackson speaking after the game last night in the locker room. He initially declined speaking, but then decided to talk. Said he did try to throw in the locker room at halftime and just couldn't get it done. Was moving with a lot of pain in the locker room. And expressed a lot of frustration. So let me start with the good news. I thought he saw the field last night better than I'd seen him see the field in a long time. Like, the throws were accurate. He was extending plays, hitting receivers. But then, of course, he gets the knee to the back, and he's done, probably, in my opinion, for the season.
I didn't feel like his quickness was...
No, he couldn't move.
He looked better against Cincinnati
moving
than this
game. Yes, but
I really couldn't figure out because...
They didn't even play that much in Cincinnati.
12 pass attempts.
To that point, he couldn't outrun Le'Veon Chase on to the corner on one play, which surprised me.
And it's also, like, I don't want to read too much into the broadcast and the meetings, but we had a week ago, and we had a DD on the show, him gushing before and after the game, including after the game when you talked to him about how great he felt. And then early in this game, you know, Collinsworth, well, you know, he's nowhere really like himself. Like he doesn't know when he's going to be himself. I'm like, well, what the hell happened? Like, he missed a day because he was sick.
Yeah.
I'll just go back to what I've been saying all along. I think there's a lot about this situation we don't know. Maybe we'll find out more. Maybe we won't. But I'm sitting there in the first quarter thinking, he looks like he looked. It almost kind of reminded me of the Miami. I'm like, he looks like he doesn't trust himself, doesn't feel loose, doesn't look limber. Like, he looks like he's laboring. I kept writing in my notes, he looks like he's laboring.
But he threw the ball well.
He had the one, about his movement.
Yeah.
He had the one play in the pocket, movement in the pocket where he's extending. I think it was a 3rd and 2 where he hit Zay over the middle of the field where I was like, okay, that looks like Lamar. But the two rush attempts, you're right. Yeah, he just couldn't get no to
the They were doing that thing they do where they boot him out right or they boot him left and he throws across his body. Like,
yes.
He looked good doing
yes.
that.
Yes.
But that's like scripted thing.
Yes.
When he had to go into like fight or flight mode, I'm like... He looks like he's banged up again.
They flashed that graphic last night, the next gen, where it was 15.52 miles per hour on his rushing attempts before the injury. Since returning in week 9, 11.95. That's a drop of 3.5 miles per hour. That's significant. That is a significant drop off.
Yeah, it was, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Physically, like, he didn't look right.
Like, it was back to he doesn't think he can move again.
But I was confused, and like that's the best I've seen him throw since Miami. Like he and you're sitting. They got us in the end zone now. So yeah. Like when he's going to the other end zone, you can watch him. He was seeing the field better than I've seen him see the field in a while. But he couldn't run, and then of course. You know, he's got no juice to run. Like, they tried running him a couple times, and he just had nothing.
But it's still all middle of the field to Zay.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's crossers. Oh, totally. It's all middle of the field to Zay. And what happens when you got a wee little guy built like that who's always in the middle of the field?
He's going to get popped.
He's going to turn the ball over.
Yep.
And he can't win for you on the outside. But go ahead and pay him like a number one receiver because you want to make yourself look good because you drafted him.
They got D-Hop the ball more.
They did.
Four times.
He did some great stuff on the sidelines. But, like, we're back to looking at a team. The construction of this team is a paramount problem. As to Lamar of it all, I don't think he's playing again this year. Uh-uh. I'm not messing around with a back, a spine, a rib. Whatever this really, really, really at its core is, when you see him wince like that and you see him struggle to get up like that and you see him labor to walk to the sidelines like that and then you see him really labor to walk under the tunnel like that, like we're lights out.
And by the way, Tim and I can tell you, he was laboring walking around the lot like to put socks on when he was laboring.
And I was shocked that he even talked.
And he told us, you heard it in the cut, he took a Tordall shot.
Yeah.
Look, Snoop is Snoop. Snoop's fine. I mean, Snoop can run the offense. Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem. Like, this is twice he's had to play. He's looked way better than I thought he would.
Way better.
Way better than what was going on with Cooper Rush. But let's be real. The goal, the point was to upgrade.
Yeah.
Off of Snoop and Josh Johnson. And we're back to Snoop.
What's old is Snoop. You know what else we're back to? I want to get this in real quick. We're back to Lamar and Rashad Bateman not being on the same page again. Yeah. How about that? Like, he goes to throw and out, and Bateman's... Like, I'm like, are we back to 2023 again?
You want to know what it is? We're back to the Hollywood and Andrews, only without the Andrews. It's Zay is Hollywood, who's actually good Hollywood.
It's Zay and Prey.
And that's the whole offense.
It's Zay and Prey.
And then the occasional third down, throw a 50-50 ball to D-Hop and see if he can keep a drive alive. Mm. That is the scope of their passing game. We're back to an offensive coordinator who can't get out of his own way. We're back to a head coach who looks like he got ran over by a train. Am I in control of this team or not? Am I the conductor or am I hanging on for dear life? I don't know. In the meantime, let's take a guy who's averaging 7 yards a carry when he runs with Ricard on the field and completely let's take that element away once we get up 11. Like, it's gross mismanagement. It's gross mismanagement all the way across the
board. I know we're getting to it at the top of the hour, but that was arguably Henry's best game of the season last night. Maybe you could say Buffalo. And Buffalo, he had the fumble there too, but the two... Only 4 of his 18 carries went for 3 yards or less, and he didn't even break
off the 5 yards a pop with Henry and Ricard
on the field together. 17 carries, 121 yards, 7.1 per carry, 2 touchdowns, 2.82 yards before contact, and they stopped it. They systematically abstained from it once they got up 11 with a joke-ass defense that 70,000 people in the stands knew was a joke-ass defense, that Silent Steve had to know was a joke-ass defense, that Pagano had to know was a joke-ass defense, that Orr had to know was a joke-ass defense. That's what the offense did to contribute to the collapse. Let's take the one superpower we have.
Rotation,
no one
Jason.
On the edge. You could pitch it left tackle, run off left tackle with Ricard on that side of the field whenever you wanted to for 7 to 40 yards. Let's stop doing it.
Respectfully, Jason, it was Keaton's turn. There's a rotation. It was Keaton's turn. And if the book says it's Keaton's turn, you can't adjust on the fly to that. It's Keaton's turn.
Well, it's their turn to watch the playoffs on TV.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Coming up next... Ravens lose 28-24. It's our six-pack of defensive observations next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.